said what?
How could they do something like that?
Are you serious?
What a thirsty MF-er.
Not good. She's absolutely dead to me.
That's because she died.
I'm Sterling Mulberry.
And I'm Blair Payton. And welcome to
Bad Behavior.
A morally questionable podcast.
We're two unqualified friends.
Two unhinged comedians.
Determined once and for all what is good.
And what is bad.
Oh my gosh, Sterling.
Blair.
Can you believe it?
I can't believe it.
Here we are, our first podcast episode of Bad Behavior.
I just feel like no one is making podcasts anymore. And so I'm just so glad we're being so brave to finally come on mic and share our opinions.
We are innovators.
I mean, I think there's only maybe one, two podcasts out. And so to be the third podcast of all time is really an honor.
You know what they say?
What?
Third time's the charm.
I've never heard that before.
Some people say it, but I'm going to popularize it right now.
Yeah. Well, I love that. And see, Blair, the reason we're here today is because I'm absolutely sick and tired of people doing things in the world, no repercussions.
You know, I can tell by the way your lip is pursed.
Oh, my lip is pursed. And I feel like if there's one thing I want to take from 2023, it's that my enemies are absolutely punished.
Mm.
Is there anything you want to take from 2023?
Oh, well, you just came out so hard and negative. I want to try and be positive. I just want to say that I hope this year brings fruitfulness and positivity and that all my enemies don't get the jobs they want. I want them to be employed, of course, because, like, I don't want to see anyone suffer, but, like, not the job they want.
Oh, yeah, absolutely not the job they want.
No.
Basically, what we're interested in is our enemies being both punished and rewarded, which is ultimately our pod.
Mm-hmm.
We
exactly.
are interested in hearing every single side of the story. And by every single side, we mean actually just the one, because we really only have one comedian on who will be telling us a story, which we will be judging, asking questions, and deciding once and for all if they were in the right or if they were in the wrong. But before we bring the guest in, Blair, how are you? What has been going on? I'm so excited to be here with you.
Wow. Okay. Well, what can I say? Well, within the past couple of weeks, I did have COVID and a chest infection. That was miserable. Guys, this is my platform today. If you haven't gotten the booster, get the booster. COVID was terrible.
Did you not get the booster?
Well, here's the thing. Okay. So I had COVID at the very beginning of the pandemic.
Yeah,
okay?
He kind of was right at the forefront.
I was patient zero.
Famously, can I tell the listeners the story?
Sure.
Okay, so we were at a friend's birthday party, and Blair's texting. Again, this is March 2020. Texting a group, ugh, I'm feeling so sick. Like, I really can't come out to the party. My personality is that I like to bully my friends into hanging out with me.
Right.
So I was like, Blair, I'm like absolutely tired of hearing it. You're fine. Take an Advil. Come out to this bar to celebrate your friend's birthday.
Well, to preface, I have a tendency. I'm owning this. 2023. I'm gonna, you know, own my faults. I have a tendency to cancel plans.
He does.
I love it.
I can confirm. So anyway, so sometimes, unfortunately, if you have a friend that likes to cancel friends, you have to do bullying. You have to do bullying a little bit because.
And I'm a tender flower, so sometimes tears will come up if I'm bullied too hard.
Yeah, so no, yeah, a light bullying, but sometimes a light bullying will get you out of the house. And sometimes when you come out of the house, Blair, you actually say this, thank you. You say thank you.
I did not. When did I say thank you?
Well.
Oh, yeah, no, yeah, you're making that up. You're lying. So you're starting off the year strong, lying to our audience.
Anyways, we're at this bar. Blair's texting us back being like, I'm not coming out. I'm so sick. I'm like, please, please come. And here's the thing. He ultimately did not come, and he did save our lives and not give us COVID-19 in March 2020. So I do want to say on the podcast, put me on the record. Thank you so much, Blair, for not giving us the first iteration of COVID-19. And congrats on surviving. I don't even know what variation of COVID we're on now.
Well, can I just say, because I like to cancel, I saved your life. So cancel more, if anything. That's what I'm going to take into this new year.
So you're cancel culture.
I'm cancel culture with everything.
Ugh, I'm so tired of these young people being like, cancel culture. And by cancel culture,
thank you for calling me young. I appreciate that. That's a huge compliment. No. Well, what I was going to say is, you asked me about the booster. I was going to get the booster, But I had a physical, and I think this is, not to share too much, I think this would have been the first physical I would have got where I got fingered by my doctor, like in the butt.
Oh.
I think that's this
the
year.
First?
Well, yeah, they only do it after a certain age, which I am not saying. But I think, and that would have been the most action I had back there in a while.
Sorry, is this for boys and girls to get fingered in the butt by your doctor?
Well, they check your prostate.
And girlies don't have that.
Well, that's what I hear. But I was supposed to have a physical, and 2 days before I got COVID, and it all went to hell. So guys, get the booster.
Okay, so he's being healthcare.com at us, being like, get the booster.
I'm telling you, it was
no, actually do get the booster, but truly, we are so excited to be doing this podcast. We are so
what a transition. We are so excited. Go ahead.
Okay. Trying my best.
I'm trying to save our audience.
Anyways, well, I'm so glad you asked me about my week.
Did I not? It felt implied. Oh. How was your week?
You know, it has been good. It's been good. I can't believe I'm saying this. I joined an ultimate Frisbee team with really young people. The youngest people that can come, actually.
What's the age difference?
To me?
Yeah.
I would say minimum 6 years.
And that's not terrible.
Here's the thing. It's not terrible.
I mean, you're still in the same 20s.
See, I'm 17. And so ultimately they're 11. No, I'm just kidding.
We hate that.
I'll bump up my age. Okay. No, they're young, but they're great. And they really keep me on my toes, both physically and mentally, because they are.
You sound like a parent talking about your child.
Well, they are kind of my children. Here's the thing. Okay. So I joined this Ultimate Frisbee team this week, and they are so nice, and they invited me to a party. It's a 23-year-old's birthday party. I go to the party, and I'm chatting with some other people at the party, okay?
Okay.
We're sitting on the couch, my friends and I, who are also old, and we're sitting on the couch, and we're talking to these two people, and they're like, hey, this party's so fun, but we're actually going to another party. We're like, oh, where are you guys headed? And they're like, oh, to a party at NYU. And I was like, the college? And then I had to reinvestigate my life in that moment.
How did you get out of that moment? Or did you go to the party?
No, I didn't. And I was like, oh my God, are you guys in college? And they were like, yeah, where are you guys going? And we're like, I was like,
Denny's?
I was like, oh, yeah. Anyways, so that happened.
I'm really sorry.
It's okay.
Have you rebounded? That's a no.
No. But I think, you know, next week's a new week. I'll try Ultimate Frisbee again, and they'll be a day older, you know?
That's true.
Closing the gap.
But, and also, you will be too. So you'll have that extra level of maturity, and you'll
I'll be able to confidently say I'm also in college too.
You just got to get confident about lying.
Yeah.
Or, as we said earlier, canceling plans.
You're so right.
See?
I just like to say yes to life. So if someone's like, come to anything, I'll say yes.
Yes within reason.
I don't know. I'm just looking for a fun, glorious life to live.
I love that. I love that. Okay. Well, on that note,
yeah,
we've had our guest waiting in the
lobby. Yeah, I honestly feel terrible.
Yeah. So let's get this show on the road.
Let's do it. You know her from shows all around New York and for tweeting for McDonald's.
Ooh, I have some questions.
Yeah, we have some questions. Please welcome Courtney O'Donnell.
All right, Courtney, thank you so much for joining us today on Bad Behavior.
Yeah, thank you for having me. Excited to be here.
Now, let's just dig in.
Yeah.
We want to know, what is your relationship with bad behavior? When you see it happening, how do you react?
I feel like I am someone who wishes they would speak up, but I don't often. Like, if a friend is doing something bad in, like, a relationship, like, I'm like, I'm going to say something, and then I never do.
Okay, so you think with a friend, it's like, I guess when it's with yourself, though.
Oh, okay, that's what we're talking about.
Or it can be any. So yeah. With a friend, you're kind of like, I'm just going to let it play out.
Yeah, yeah.
But with yourself, like, say someone's being, like, a friend is being mean to you, or you feel like, are you kind of like, silent treatment, disengage boundaries, or like we got to talk it through, or you're like, I'm just gonna water under the bridge, hope for the best.
So I feel like my thing is not saying anything in the moment.
Okay.
And then going home and being like, going through a fake conversation in my head of what I would have said.
I do this all the time. And I, to my own detriment, where I think about it so much and then I can't sleep and then it ruins the next day for me and subsequent days.
Yeah, yeah. I'm having like a full, I'm putting on a play in my head of what I would have said to this person to like curse them out.
Yeah. See, what I typically do in those situations, I like to diffuse it. Like, especially, like, let's say there's a conflict happening between two people and you're just there in the room. I like to diffuse it with comedy, even when they don't even laugh, but I feel like I'm helping. And I'm probably actually making it worse in hindsight.
No, because when you're the person that's in conflict with someone and someone's like, guys, let's just chill out, you get really annoyed. You're like, you're just like dismissing me or something. But I agree with you that I think that that person is, when I do it, I think it's helpful. But when someone else does it, I get mad at them.
So after it kind of plays out in your head, do you, how do you kind of move forward after that? I mean, obviously it depends on the situation, but what would you say is your usual? Like, are you going to go back, kind of take those things you thought about, bring it up? Or are you like, you know what? I played it out in my head. I screamed at them. Now I'm good.
I feel like it's usually like a week of me like gaining the courage to say something, and then I will say something and it'll be like, it won't be as charged because I've gotten out that, you know, with my own.
Now, has there ever been a situation where something bad happens and there was this rare occasion where you're like, no, I am Norma Rae and I'm going to say something. I'm going to hold up a sign that says Injustice or whatever the fuck that movie was about.
I don't even know that movie.
It's from the 70s, Sally Field.
I'm so sorry.
Yeah. She fought for unions or something.
That's so beautiful.
Oh, maybe I remember that.
Okay, thank you.
I'm trying to think of a situation. Honestly, like, I have this very vivid memory of me in, like, second grade on, like, the school, like, playground. And there was, like, a new kid. And I think he was from, like, Russia. And everyone was, like, making fun of his accent. And I remember, like, going up and being like, you can't do that. That's not right. Mm. And I feel like I lost a little bit of that in my life.
Wait, where are you from again?
California.
Okay, is it similar to like the South where you're just like instinctively have to be nice even though you want to say, hey, fucker, buck off?
Yeah, kind of. Okay. I think it was more just like manners were really important. Mm. And I think like making sure you didn't upset people was very important.
Okay.
This is just me psychoanalyzing myself.
No, go ahead.
This is what we want.
But yeah, I think I just got a little bit more shy like as I grew up. And I think now I'm not as shy.
I feel like as a kid also you're like, you're so ingrained like this is right, this is wrong constantly. So I feel like when you saw, like I remember that as a kid too. I was like stopping fights on the playground, like literally what? I was like literally I was in the middle of these two boys who were physically fighting. I was like, this has got to stop.
Yeah.
I'm like literally a teeny little second grader. And now I'm like, I'm absolutely not jumping into a fight.
Right. But no, I still even to this day, I feel like you're full of spunk.
I am.
Thank you. And you'll just say, you know, you'll stand. Yeah,
I will.
Yeah. You're like a superhero.
Well, absolutely not. Yeah, Blair and I probably have very different tactics. I'm kind of like.
Oh, I'm so passive.
Blair's like, let me make a few jokes. I'm like, now's not the time.
No.
We got to dig in.
No, it's a hot button issue with my therapist. We're working through it. We actually talked about it this week.
It's hard. Gorgeous. It's so scary to like confront people and things. And I think like when you grow up. Like with if your parents are, it's like conflict isn't something in your house, like you don't feel comfortable like doing it. So I don't think it's like a moral thing. It's more just like.
Now, in a similar vein, do you do this? Because this is one thing I do where a problem has arisen. And instead of just thinking about it pragmatically, I will talk to literally anyone who will listen. I will talk about the story ad nauseam. And never really fully getting the answer I want.
Oh, 100%. Like, it's, I feel like I go manic and text like 15 people for advice. And I know the answer that I want. Mm-hmm. I don't know if that's like you.
Absolutely.
But I'm like, I know that I want them to say like, yes, like, you don't have to go to the birthday party or something.
Whose birthday party? That felt like a very specific.
Not going to name names.
Okay.
No, but. I feel like it always comes down to me like bailing on something.
Mm.
I feel very guilty about that.
Mm. I love bailing on plans. You know that.
I know. And it's one of my number one pet peeves. I'm like, don't you bail. I'm a big no flake. But now I'll be honest. Now in Los Angeles, people, I don't care as much. I think in New York, like a Saturday night and Friday night meant so much to me.
Yeah.
And now I'm like, it's all the same. Like, I don't know. I think they mean a little less out there for some reason. I don't know if I want to call anyone out. People flick way closer to the time there. Mm. Like, I've had friends who are 5 to 10 minutes away from the
wait, but you have to drive there. Like,
I know. And I'm like, huh. Mm-hmm. No names to name on that one, but I've been a little surprised.
Do I know the person?
No.
Okay.
That isn't cool. I feel like it's if once you hit the 30-minute mark, it's like
you gotta come.
Right.
Yeah, absolutely.
Now one thing I'm gonna ask you about, because Sterling told me about this before you showed up, and I am fascinated.
And also you can say I can't talk about it. It's private.
But also you have to talk about it because I'm interested.
Okay. Let's see.
McDonald's.
Yes.
Talk about your relationship with McDonald's.
I love chicken McNuggets. No, so my day job is I'm the social media manager for McDonald's.
Like, how? How did that happen?
Yeah. They just said, girl, get in here and tweet for us. It was crazy. So when I first moved to New York, I got into like community management, like social media manager, like that field of work, because they were just like looking for someone who knew the internet and like was funny and, you know, young. I moved to New York to do comedy and was like, wait, I actually need a job. That's weird. And like someone had sent me this job and they're like, yeah, they're looking for people who are like creative and like funny to run the Twitter account for YouTube at the time. So that was like my first job. And I didn't even like know, honestly, that advertising was like an industry that people like fully went to school for.
Yeah.
But kind of just like fell into it and really liked it. Was pretty good at it. Uh-huh. So I worked in an agency for like a year doing that. Then I went to another agency and ran Panera's Twitter.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Okay. You are speaking my language. Yeah. I love chain restaurants. Continue.
Right, right. And then in April 2020, I got hired at an agency called Wieden & Kennedy to do McDonald's social media. Mm. So I've been doing that for the last like 2.5 years.
Did you have to do like a sample tweet of like, give us a tweet of what we would say? Did you have to do something like that?
I think I did at the beginning, like when I was getting my first job.
What was it? Can you remember?
I don't even know because I don't think they even told me that I was like going to tweet for YouTube.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. They were just like, well, actually the way that I got that job, because I didn't have any prior experience, was that I had started a satire website in college that I ran called The Pink Canoe. It was like a reductressy kind of site. So I was like, this is the only writing sample I have. And I like sent it to them and they were all like really like inappropriate jokes about like vaginas, you know?
Yeah.
And they were like, okay, love this it. Is funny. And so then I got like an interview from that.
Wow.
Yeah.
So, okay.
Yeah. It was very like cool to have that be like my in.
Do you have to run every tweet past somebody before you tweet it?
Yeah.
Okay. Really? So they're never like, get Courtney on the phone. She's gone rogue.
No. Okay. So some like account, like, okay. Do you guys know like Moonpie? Moonpie's Twitter account?
I know. That's the...
They're like
the
little...
The pie.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. It's... I know.
No. Oh,
yeah.
Oh, yes.
They're like a big brand that's been like extremely online for a long time. And like...
Really?
Yeah. They like them and like Denny's, Wendy's. Like they were sort of like the first brands to be like have a sense of humor and like honestly be like sentient online. Mm. I know for a fact that Moon Pie doesn't have to run anything by. Like the clients just say like you can do whatever because it's a smaller brand. Yeah. But like McDonald's is like truly one of the biggest brands like in the world. So
no, I've heard
we
of
have
it.
Like a pretty it's a great little farm to table restaurant. There's a lot of like process. It's like getting approval by clients, like legal. It's you'd be shocked how many people see the tweet before it goes out.
Is that even the same, like, if you're tweeting at someone, like, if someone says, hey, I love your burgers?
Yeah. So that has I just sent to, like, one person.
Okay.
To, like, be like, is this good? But you definitely have more freedom there.
Okay. Follow-up question. Because Wendy's is very funny on Twitter. Do you feel, like, some sort of, like, unspoken competition with them to be, like, to out Wendy Wendy's?
Out Wendy Wendy's. I think probably like a couple years ago, but they had like their strategy was very much like, you know, starting beef with people and like being snarky and like mean to people on the internet. So they kind of cornered that market, I feel like.
Have they ever come after McDonald's?
Oh, yeah, they always are. They're like, your ice cream machines don't work. I'm like, well, there's nothing I can do about that. They definitely do. But I think our thing was just like McDonald's, like, is such a like beloved company. And I think like everyone has like so many memories with it that like we don't have to like be like we don't have to like be snarky. That's just like not really like the brand ethos, I think. Yeah. So when I joined, I was just like, let's just be funny. Not to say that they're not funny, but I think our take is just to sort of like have more fun and like have it be a little lighter.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess
that's wild.
I don't feel like there's like the direct competition anymore. I think we're both doing like our own thing.
I love that.
Yeah.
I love that. I love that we live in a world where we can just be in harmony and be funny without like attacking.
Yeah.
Let's just let that set in.
Actually, when they go low, we go high. So I just came up with that.
Oh my gosh, that's really good.
You should coin that.
Yeah, that's really
I've
good.
I've never heard that and I love it. One more question about McDonald's.
Yes.
And then we can move on.
Yeah.
What is your go-to meal?
I will get an Oreo McFlurry.
Mm. Hell yeah.
Yeah, with fries. Mm. That's like honestly my like late night eat. But I really like the breakfast thing, McMuffin.
Okay.
And
okay.
hash browns.
I love that.
Yeah.
I love it. I'm a product of the South. My hometown was just filled with chain restaurants. Mm. Like you give me a chain restaurant, I'm in heaven.
What's your favorite? You don't have to say McDonald's.
I feel like it's Taco Bell, no?
I go through moods. Mm-hmm. My favorite, I will say, it's honesty.
Yeah.
It is Wendy's. I do love Wendy's.
Wow. Yeah. That's so random.
Is it though?
I don't know.
It feels random to me because like, yeah, growing up, like Taco Bell was sort of my like town's late night.
Have you ever been to a Taco Bell cantina?
I haven't.
Holy God. It's alcohol and tacos.
Is it actually like?
Yeah, it's alcohol.
Would you ever go on like a date there?
Yeah.
You would.
But I haven't dated in 3 years. No, that might speak to.
So this would actually be the first place you could go. And
can I do a deep reveal because we're on fast foods?
Yeah.
I had my first McDonald's this year.
Whoa.
I don't eat any fast food.
Oh, yeah. Wow. She's very high in mind.
But my roommate was kind of going through a little hard night.
Was it? I did it in sign language.
My current roommate.
Oh, your current
roommate. My current roommate. And I was like, should we get you a little treat? On our drive home, and she was like, "Can we please get McDonald's?" And I was like, "I hadn't revealed. I was like, you know, I've kind of used it as my fun fact in corporate America for a long time. But for you, I will eat this." And I did it.
What did you get?
We got fries and Oreo McFlurry.
And what'd you think?
It was, I mean, the Oreo McFlurry, very good.
Okay.
The fries, fine. I will say, In-N-Out fries are so bad. That the
makes like them.
Really?
Yeah.
But they're so dry.
I like that. I like that.
Dry fry.
I've honestly been, I cannot wait to get my first In-N-Out when I go home.
It is. Did you get In-N-Out when you went to California?
I did. So I went to LA like years ago in 2008. I famously tried to move there and live there for 3 weeks. 3 weeks. And I got In-N-Out when I was there and I loved it. And then when I went back last February, I was like, let's see if I still love it. And I went on a bad day. The burger was not great. The fries were dry. But apparently that's the
good stuff.
That's where it's at. So.
Look, I feel like it's more about the experience there.
Okay.
I'll say that.
That's fair.
Mm.
Like the burger's really good. The fries, they're not the best. But the burger's the star of the show.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
The milkshake's really good.
Ugh.
Honestly, though, I just had a Shake Shack milkshake for the first time. Mm. One of the best things I've ever had.
Yeah, those are good.
Hold on. In-N-Out. Have you ever had it?
Wait.
It might be a... No, not In-N-Out. Sorry.
I was like, Blair.
I was like, I'm having a seizure.
I had a stroke.
Yep.
Way to be concerned, just laughing at me. That didn't feel great.
We were both like, call 911.
I was like, not In-N-Out. Sorry. I meant Cookout. Cookout.
I've never even heard of this stuff.
No, but...
Maybe that's a Southern thing.
I think it is.
They have like a butt ton of milkshakes that are so delicious. They have one that's a walnut milkshake. You know what?
I don't need that.
I don't know if I want that.
But it's healthy because you're getting protein. You're getting magnesium from the the nut. You're getting nut health. You're getting
really,
dairy
really
for your bones.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's actually a healthy milkshake.
Wow.
Yeah.
I love a healthy milkshake.
Yeah.
All this talk about social media.
Yes.
This brings us, I would say, to our first game that we love to play on the spot.
We love to play it all the time.
We love to play
it
all the time.
Sometimes we just play it with
ourselves.
Yeah.
And this is a segment. This is a game that we like to call Heaven or Hell.
Mm.
And you are going to be ranking on a scale of 1 being hell to 10 being heaven where you think these behaviors lie. Mm. And because you work in social media, We, our topic today is Instagram captions for couples.
Oh my God.
And these are cringy Instagram couples captions.
Or maybe they're not.
Do.
Right.
It's your decision. Yeah.
And they might not even be cringy.
I cannot wait to hear what you have. I feel like I could guess some of them.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, I'm sure. So anyways, so you'll be ranking them kind of on a 1 to 10, being hell, 10 being heaven, where you think that they lie. Now, Blair, you want to kick us off?
I would love to. Thank you so much, darling.
Wait, so heaven is one.
Heaven is 10.
Okay.
Yeah. Hell's one.
So the first one is, now to set the visual, the picture would be a couple in a romantic brace, clinging wine glasses at a vineyard. And the caption is, my partner in wine.
That actually, death penalty. So that is one. One.
Okay.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. That's bad.
Okay.
Okay.
Any pun, you should be ashamed of yourself.
Is there no acceptable pun?
I've yet to come across one.
Okay.
No. Well, we'll see if there's any.
Yeah, okay, we'll see.
We're starting off strong, but that's bad.
Okay.
The second one is an engagement photo. Maybe she's holding up a ring. Mm. And it is, so I did a thing.
I knew it was going to be that. I think we'll give that like a middle ground because like a 5, because I think people feel so uncomfortable. Like they don't know how to be like, I'm so happy that they have to like be kind of like quirky about it.
Yeah.
So we'll let that slide in the middle.
I do have a question. Where did So I Did a Thing get such a bad rap? Because I know I've used it before. So I just want to know, is it something we should just kind of like take off the table?
I think it's just like so millennial core.
Yeah.
It's very much like doggo, like, you know, like.
Oh, we should have done
wait, doggo?
Just that word.
Doggo. Like, oh, like that's my doggo. Like saying, calling a dog doggo.
I've never been that bad.
No.
What's the equivalent to doggo for cat? Like catto?
No, there like isn't one. It's just like,
Okay.
But I don't know where So I Did a Thing came from. I think it's like, it's very like, it's giving BuzzFeed. It's giving like 2011 or something.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
Okay.
This is also a learning lesson.
Yeah.
Okay. So number 3. It's for at a friend's wedding. That's the visual of the picture. And the caption is, my forever wedding date.
Wait, what do you mean? Say it again. You're with people at a wedding.
No, you're with your significant other. Probably married or engaged.
Yeah.
Or you're hoping for an engagement soon.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. My forever wedding date.
My forever wedding date.
I get it. I was confused. I thought it was a photo of the couple that was getting married.
Oh, like, no.
That doesn't make any sense.
Then that takes on a crazy connotation.
Yeah, I was like, what?
And you're like, that's just dangerous.
Yeah, this is like one, no one I'd rather like have a plus one as, you know?
Yeah.
That's pretty bad. I would say like, it's just so unoriginal. So I'll say like a 4.
Okay. Okay, next, we're on a vacation in Italy. They're on a boat.
Beautiful.
They're on the water.
Yeah.
And it's
White Lotus.
Love you to the moon and back.
Maybe there's an Olive Garden in the background.
Oh my
Blair
God.
Blair keeps being like, Olive Garden's in Italy. And I'm like, I don't
It's Italian food.
I don't think so.
Yeah. That's okay. That one isn't too bad. I'll be nice. Like, that's like a 7.
Okay. And do you feel like, I feel like Love You to the Moon and Back is really like, has been overdone. And I am now seeing this trend. People are using other planets. They're like, love you to Mars and back. I'm like, they're trying to get
even farther.
Trying to get even farther. Well, like, love you to the Milky Way and back. Like, I don't know. I'm like, they keep wanting to use that, but it's been so overdone.
I'll give you a new one. This is something my grandma said, and I think it's really cute. Is love you more than tongue can tell.
Oh.
Like, love you more than I can even say.
I love that. That's very good.
Now, this one, I did see this on my Instagram feed, and it bothered me. It's a picture of a man, probably in a hoodie. Well, he was in a hoodie, but I'm trying to keep it vague so they don't know I'm talking about them.
Right.
He's asleep on the couch, and the caption says, sorry, I'm putting my own judgment
you're
on
really,
this.
You're really...
No, I'm putting my own judgment on this, you know.
Okay, this is the guy at the X.
Sometimes I wonder how you put up with me. And it's a winky face with, like, the kiss heart.
Coming from their lover's Instagram.
It's like, what? Like, he's just, like, laid there? That's bad. I think that's like a 1 because it's like I'm crazy, but you love me anyway.
Yeah.
This idea of like, you and also have to put up with so much.
He's putting up with her by sleeping.
Right.
That's
like,
not great.
Look how much I tired out my guy that he has to take a nap, like from like being psycho and telling him how I feel.
I just feel like there's a real, and I don't want to do any call outs, but there's a real trend of people being like, I'm I'm so annoying and he tolerates me. Like, it's like, yeah. It's so random because I'm like, okay, your significant other hates your guts. I don't know. There's somebody, yeah. And I really don't want to call them out, but there's somebody that is on my feed a lot. And it's just like, this is what it gets me so nervous. It'll be like the significant other on their phone at dinner. And they'll take a picture and be like, pay attention to me. I'm like, cry for help. I'm like, I cannot even believe you are putting this out there.
Horrible.
I'm nervous. I'm so nervous for them, but I think they're doing amazing. But it's really like crazy, these girls being like, I'm the absolute worst.
Right.
And I'm like, I doubt it, girly. I'm like, he's probably very boring.
They're like, loving me is worse than being in the Vietnam War.
Yeah.
Like, truly, it is horrible.
I really hate that. It also reminds me of like the I have this girl that posted like a video of on her story of her like just dancing around and was like, I'm sorry, like I am not okay. Like I'm crazy. It's just like her literally dancing so normal. And that gives that same energy to
yeah.
me.
Yeah. Okay, wait, sorry, I already forgot. What was your ranking on that one?
Oh, I think I gave it a 1.
A 1. Okay, yeah. Okay, okay. All right. All right. Oh, and this is the last one.
This is the last one.
Okay, it's a birth announcement. I'm thinking, I don't know, maybe they're like holding up a sonogram. And the caption is, and just like that.
Oh, okay. That's an interest. That's, I will give it some credit for being a kind of original. Mm-hmm. Like I haven't seen that one as much. Okay. Maybe we'll give it like a 6.
Okay. Okay.
It's just like, why do you have to bring in Sex and the City for your baby announcement? That's what I feel personally.
Fun fact. I feel like this needs to be said. I'm going to be in episode 3 of season 2.
Really?
Well, as an extra.
Oh my God.
So apparently Brady is crying in
I
Amsterdam.
I love it. I'm like, Blair, did you sign an NDA?
I know.
Like,
no.
Blair's like, no.
They didn't. I mean.
Wait, can you please talk about Kim Cattrall?
Oh, well.
She's in it?
No.
Can you imagine our podcast? Like, we're like, we actually have the scoop.
Yeah, yeah.
We actually have the scoop. Literally no one else could get it.
No, so Brady's crying in Amsterdam or something. And so I have to walk by him and laugh at him because apparently I'm just an asshole overseas.
Maybe we really are allowed to talk about this.
I don't, they didn't give me an NDA to sign. It was just like a typical, like, hey, you're in the background.
Yeah.
What does that give away?
I guess that Brady is alive in season 2.
Well, it's not like that he was at risk of dying.
Wait, did you have to go to Amsterdam?
No,
imagine they flew Blair's next year.
They were like, hey.
We can only do American actors for this.
No, they filmed it in Lower Manhattan near, do you know the gay bar Pieces?
Mm-hmm.
That, what's that street called?
Oh, it's like Gay Street, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, in that gay area.
Okay.
So they made it look like Amsterdam. They put signs up and everything. But no, because we were just standing around and I got bored. So I kept making jokes like, man, what if this is the episode where they bring Kim Cattrall back? Wouldn't that be exciting?
God.
And, like, none of the, like, what are they called, PAs?
No, Blair kept being like, the pages, we're not having it. I'm like, the pages? You're in NBC? He's like, what are they called? I'm like, the PAs?
I can't remember. And no one laughed.
No
and
one laughed.
The guy that was walking with me, he was like, you should probably stop bringing up her name. And I was like, okay.
Wow, so serious.
Yeah.
How long was your shoot or the day?
It was actually pretty short. I think it was like 3 or 4 hours.
Wow.
Oh, that's so short.
It was short.
I know that people won't be able to see, but can you... like give me like your reaction face, like how did you laugh?
Okay, so
yeah, so
cry.
You're okay.
So you're on the phone and you're crying.
I hate Amsterdam, it sucks. Mom, come.
Like that.
Wow, well,
you laughed that loud.
Oh, I was gonna be hurt.
Because you know, if you can get a line in, that's extra money.
But I'm telling you, that dude was a method actor. When they turned the cameras
Brady's
off.
Brady's a method actor?
Oh, yeah. He was like in the zone. He was like, and he was like hitting his face, like really trying to cry.
Wait, but like method actor, like he's just being like a guy.
Wait, I'm sorry. He was hitting his face?
Well, not like hard, but he was like, you know, like really trying to build up his like crying. And I was like, what's happening?
That's really embarrassing. This year, 2023, I really think method acting has absolutely got to go. And I have this to stand upon. I was a theater BA. I did the stuff. And here's the thing. It's just like, that is not, I like, when people talk about like, I have to go home and my wife is like having sex with Lincoln. I'm like, why? I'm like, there's just no reason.
Yeah. What play is this?
No, that was
the movie Lincoln.
Lincoln?
Daniel Day-Lewis?
No. No, it Lincoln. Is. I just don't think it was. Was it called Lincoln? LinkedIn.
It was LinkedIn.
It was LinkedIn.
It was LinkedIn based on the...
Daniel Day-Lewis.
Yeah. Daniel Day-Lewis. And he's always like, that's why he was like, I can't do that many more movies because my wife's been married to so many different people.
It's...
And I'm just like, I don't know. It grosses me out. And the idea that Brady is doing method acting to No Offense Bean and just like that.
Yeah.
Hey, you know what? It's a story. It's an important story of something he's going through.
Wait,
that
can we do really quick our predictions on what's going to happen in Just Like That season two?
Well, my problem with season one is the episodes were too long and they needed that narration to really expedite the scenes because the scenes felt so long. So they need to bring that back. But in season two, I know what's his fuck is coming
Aiden.
Back. Aiden's coming back. She's probably going to have a brief thing with her boss because they kissed at the end of the season. Spoiler alert. I don't know. Che Diaz's sitcom's going to be successful and Miranda's going to have a hard time with it.
Oh, that's a good guess.
And Charlotte
is going to go through menopause, maybe?
Oh.
They haven't. Have they gone through menopause?
Well, Carrie had to get a hip replacement.
Yeah.
Remember that? That was weird.
I was like, I feel like it's a little young.
Miranda was like getting it on with Che and Carrie spilled pee on her bed. Do you remember that episode?
Yeah.
That still haunts me.
I think she peed the bed. She had a
vitamin water filled with pee because she broke her hip and she couldn't make it to the bathroom, so she squoze one out into the bottle and then tripped.
Carrie was fucking insane about that. She was so mean.
Yeah.
She was like, you're so selfish. Like, I mean, she's just like the most unlikable protagonist in the world.
I'm thinking, okay, here are my predictions. Okay. One, I think Aiden will be back and I hope fights again in the mud. Do you remember when he fought in the mud?
So hot.
And because in like the one of the last episodes or like one in season six of Sex and the City, he had a baby.
Yep.
Because she bumps into him in the street.
Yeah.
Oh, I forgot. Yeah. Now that he has a baby, I don't know if he's getting back in the mud.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe. I mean, the baby's old enough to like vote.
What? Are you serious?
Well, so like the kid's gone
now. Has it been that long?
Yeah.
It has, yeah.
Aiden's baby can vote?
Wait, what about Alexander Petrovsky? Could he come back?
Okay, so I've been watching season six recently.
He's so bad.
I hated
him.
Horrible.
He's terrible.
Yeah.
So you comic?
Okay, this is... Okay, my last question.
Get off my dick.
My last question. I feel like people really liked this guy, and I say no thanks.
Is it Burger?
Yeah, it's Burger.
No.
No, oh my God.
People really liked him.
That's sick. Burger to me is actually like really representative of like... the men I've dated
100%
and who are like I can't be with you because you're like successful. I mean, they don't ever say that actually, they just kind of don't text me back. Mm-hmm. But that's the story that I make up.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But I do feel like there's a lot of burgers running around
and they can be good guys.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. No, I agree. Oh, okay, here's the thing that I felt like it was a missed opportunity in season one. Mm-hmm. But when what's her face who was married to Big Linda
no
what's her
Claire?
Name?
Claire? No.
Gina.
No. She left no impression.
No, the one when Big was married and then they cheated.
Natasha. Yep.
Okay.
Such a good name for that character.
That is good.
So when they brought her back, I really thought that she was going to have a child and then Carrie was going to have to reconcile because he would have looked just like Big and then or something.
And they could have called him Mr. Small.
Mr. Small.
Okay.
But that didn't happen. So.
I thought that was like the kind of one of the only like realistic parts of And Just Like That was that like experience of them together.
Yeah.
Because she was just like, get out of my life. Yeah, like, I don't want you here.
Yeah.
I think they need a little bit of a location change. Like, let's see them somewhere else. Like, I loved in Sex and the City when they would go to L.A.
They could go to Tampa.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Or a cruise.
Mm-hmm.
I do hope they go. So yeah, the Atlantic City episode was good. The LA episode, obviously Paris.
Suffering.
When they went, remember in the movie Sex and the City 2 when they go to
Abu Dhabi.
And like that was the most fucked up movie. If you watch it back now.
I'm scared.
Kim Cattrall is just like fully nude and she's like, oh, come on, honey. Like, let's be sexual. It's like, no, this is like illegal here. Like,
I can't wait. I can't wait to see what happens.
And I can't wait to see you. Episode three?
Yeah.
Okay. I cannot wait.
Yeah. This is where I get my SAG card.
All right, Courtney, we've come to the main event of today.
We want to help you.
Yeah, right. Ultimately.
Because you've come here with a story where you're just like, am I bad? Am I good? I need help. And like, we're two of the judgiest people, I think, in America.
I'm nervous to tell you this story, Ben.
Don't be nervous. Don't be nervous. Oh, no, we're not judging like that. We're absolute fools most of the time. Yeah, yeah. So.
And only God can judge me.
Well, and that is true.
Judgy in a directing you towards what you did with help.
To help me grow.
and that is a sentence. Okay. Right. All right. Whenever you're ready.
Okay. So when you guys asked me to do this, I thought long and hard about what I wanted to share with you.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I landed on this story that is... It's going to take some backstory. Let me tell you.
We have all the time.
Okay. So first off, we're going to start by saying that as a 27-year-old woman, mm-hmm. I still prank phone call with my friends.
Okay.
And that's not the bad behavior.
Okay. Are you Star 67?
No.
Star 69.
Really? It's Star 69?
Yeah.
Wow.
We don't do that, girl.
But I don't think you even need that.
Okay.
So like ever since college, like, it has been like a pastime, like when we're like out together, like after a night out, we're like all hanging out or like we're bored, we will prank phone call. Mm-hmm. And I'm not talking about like, hey, like your car is missing. I'm talking about like a full on, like realistic prank phone call that then divulges into like silliness. So like, for example, usually what we'll do is like it's usually me calling. I'll call from someone else's phone. So they don't, it's just a random number, right? So mm-hmm. You're not going to pick up like an unknown number anymore.
Yeah.
And we'll call. And like for a while there was like, we had this one like joke where we'd be like, hey, like this is like Felipe's Burritos, which is this place in college. Like you actually got entered and you won like free burritos for the whole week. Mm. And they're like super excited. It's usually like we're always calling like some guy that like one friend is hooked up with and he's like kind of a loser or like mean. And like I would start it and be like, oh, you know, like you've won this burrito. And they're like, oh, cool. And I'm like, okay, so I actually just need to like get the order, your order right now. And like, so they tell me the order, blah, blah, blah. And then like usually it would just get like sillier and sillier and be like, oh, like if you want to add like cheese, it's $3. And like, and it ends up not being a free burrito by the end of it. So it's like, so like the stakes are very low, but it's fun when you just like mess around with people.
Absolutely.
Are you like drinking when you're doing this or just totally sober?
I don't even drink at all. So I'm fully sober.
Okay.
And this is like, I really want to say I still do this as a 27-year-old woman.
Are you caffeinated when you're doing it? Like with a coffee?
Nothing's in me.
Water. Okay.
Nothing's in me except silly goose energy.
Okay.
That's all that's in me. No, it's just like, it's just really funny. And it's become this like really funny running joke with my friends. Like, so this was in 2019. Okay. We decided this was like a morning. We were all hungover. Like we had gone out the night before. And we're like, let's prank phone call. Okay. So, okay, Courtney, get up on stage and perform for us. Sure. So we were running through like the list of like our usual suspects, like, you know, who are calling. We're like, oh, let's call this guy. Let's name him Kyle. His name's Kyle. And he was this guy we went to college with, and he like was just sort of like this like frat guy, and like I one time he had even like slept with my friend, and then like the next week introduced himself to her, like just this total bro, right?
Yeah.
Like
woof.
Yeah, like just like kind of an easy target. Like like
let's get him.
Yeah, like we're never messing with people that are like
angels.
Yeah, like we're always doing like a guy,
yeah,
you know, that's like kind of stupid enough to fall for a prank phone call, like to like kind of stupid enough to answer the phone to a random number, you know. Mm-hmm. And I think honestly it's like it's like the voices I put, I'm like, hi, like how are you? So they just like go along
like,
with it.
Who is this?
Yeah,
I'm interested.
Right. So we were like, let's call Kyle, right? Mm-hmm. Hadn't really heard from him since college, whatever. And I came up with this story. I was like, I'm going to call him and I'm going to say I'm from this restaurant in New Orleans where he went to school, where he was still living, called Poke Loa. And we're asking if he can promote our restaurant on his Instagram. So I call him up. Hey, Kyle. Hi, Kyle. I'm wondering, I'm from Poke Loa. Like, my name's like Kayla. I was wondering if you would like promote our restaurant on your story, blah, blah, blah. And he's like, actually, I can't do that because I only post about God now. Mm. And I was like, oh, and he's like, yeah, actually, like I've had like a religious awakening and I'm like completely like a follower of Jesus and Jesus is my Lord and Savior and all this stuff. And like we're shocked, right? Like, from the story we told you, like, he was just like a bro, right?
Yeah.
Like,
mm-hmm. I'm worried at this point Kyle's pranking you back.
Right.
Kyle's like, I know these girls.
It feels very pranky.
Right. And then okay. we actually went to his Instagram, like, while we were yeah. there, and yeah. we saw, like, it was all, like, yeah. Deuteronomist or whatever, like.
Deuteronomy.
Yeah.
I'm a preacher's kid.
Okay.
I've never even heard this word.
It's a word.
Okay.
Yeah, it was, like, very much, like, young life Christianity, do you know what I mean? Like,
is that
just like, very like kind of like
youth for God?
Yeah, youth for yeah, God yeah, kind yeah. of yeah. like my God is an awesome God vibes.
Oh, my favorite song.
And so I'm like and so basically like kind of at first I was like kind of playing along with it. I'm like, oh, like tell me about this, like, you know, this come to Jesus thing. And he's sort of sharing it out, like, then he starts sharing, like, I think it was like someone maybe he knew in a car crash, and then, like, oh, you know, no. he had to come to, like, yeah. had to find some way to get through life and all this stuff, and you know, like, I was just playing along, and I was like, yeah, like, I actually had like Crohn's disease and prayed about it and it's gone now. And Jesus told me to flush my medication down the toilet. And he goes on to say, like, yeah, actually, like, God and Jesus can cure AIDS.
Wait a minute. You said you flushed your pills.
No. yeah.
Is that true?
No, I've got, I don't have like Crohn's disease, and I think like I was just like fucking with him, and you know, whatever. But it started to feel bad. It started to feel yeah, bad, and it yeah. got really bad when I was like, okay, I gotta go. Like, Pokey Loa is like calling me back. Gotta get back to my shift.
Yeah.
It was honestly at this point like a 7 or 8 minute phone call.
Okay. Oof.
And he was like, Kayla, can I pray for you? And he started praying for me on the call, and it was like a 2 minute prayer. Uh-huh. And
was it sweet?
It was. Yeah. It was sweet, but like,
was
you
it
know,
about the Crohn's disease.
He was just like, God, I hope like you can support Kayla in like her process as like the manager at Poke Loa, like, you know, get her, you know, whatever, like support her along her journey. And I think it just like it truly went on for so long. Like, it was the longest prayer I'd ever heard. And it finished, and I was like, thank you, and hung up. And it was it's wow. debatable, wow. but that's my bad behavior.
I have so many questions. Okay, one, do you remember how long this phone call was?
I think it probably got to like the 10-minute mark.
10-minute mark.
And I actually I can send it to you, but I have a video clip of it that I could send you guys.
Wow.
Of the prayer. Because we wow. had to start filming it at that point, because it was truly like, it was wild. Like, it was like a prank back to me. Like,
I'm gonna
yeah,
have
he was
to see
serious.
That video after. Yeah. I mean, we don't have to see it now.
Yes.
But I'm gonna have to see that video.
Okay. And then, okay. So this is 2019.
Yeah.
Now, I know about COVID. So let's kind of take COVID out of this right, for right. once in our lives. Okay. Would you say your life after the prayer got like significantly amazing? Like, maybe the prayer worked?
Obviously outside of COVID.
Right.
I mean, you never got Crohn's.
I didn't get Crohn's.
Okay.
And to everyone that have Crohn's, I'm sorry that I used your
disease.
Yeah.
I don't think it got, I think it got worse.
Oh, it got worse. It got worse.
That's
got
interesting. Worse.
Yeah.
Okay. I have a question with regards to the guy you were pranking. Mm-hmm. Within, what was the timeline? Like, when was the last time you saw him where he was being a bro mm-hmm. and kind of douchey to when he found Jesus?
So 2017 is when I graduated. So 2 years.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Okay.
Yeah. And I think it was like him, like, maybe we had heard whisperings that he was sort of like kind of strange now. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But there was no like way we knew that.
So you're
he was
calling
like,
religion strange. Oh, that's interesting. I'm just going to make
that point. We got her, Blair. We got her.
Quick
we got
note.
Her. He was like starting strange. To like post just a lot of like weird videos of like him dancing all the time and like just sort of very like erratic, like very different.
What kind
thing.
Of dancing?
Like just like dancing to like
flailing
yeah oof, okay. Which probably looking back was maybe like the Holy Spirit
is he Pentecostal?
I do not know what
well belief. Pentecostal they speak in tongues
No, I don't think so
and do a lot of flailing.
Yeah
okay
No, I think it was very much of a departure from maybe this person we knew in college. Like, we didn't know him that well, but kind of more of like a frat bro, like party yeah. kid to sort of like maybe a bit more spiritual.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I mean, oh, sorry.
Fell out of your mouth.
I'm in shock
yeah.
By the story that yeah. the mint that was in my mouth yeah. literally fell into my lap. There it is. It's a little wisp of nothing.
Yeah, gorgeous.
I'll put it back in. Yeah, I think I know how I feel with regards to the story. Sterling, what are you feeling?
I don't know. I mean, this is a really hard one because, okay, you were in the situation for 10 minutes and there wasn't a point you were like, I gotta get out. You kind of still dove in.
Well, I think this is what I felt, is that I felt this person on the other line was really, I felt at that point really guilty that I was like messing with this person and they were really wanting to like connect. And I was like, they don't know it's fake. I might as well just like allow them to continue their prayer, you know? That's how I felt.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Maybe it was shorter. You're right. 10 minutes feels like a long time.
Do you still feel guilty about this? Or doesn't credit?
Like outside of today, when was the last time you thought about this?
I hadn't thought about it like in a really long time.
Okay, so I don't think I feel
Yeah. I don't think I feel that guilty about it just because knowing like some of his bad behavior previous to the religious conversion, I was starting to feel like that's okay.
Yeah. Okay, Blair, what are you thinking?
I'm nervous.
Oh my gosh, don't be nervous.
Okay, well, so here's the thing. You had some rumblings going into this call that something was different.
Right.
And you proceeded, and then you found out he was a Christian, and you went along with it, lying to him. And another thing you said that kind of struck me was that, you know, he had had this past behavior, which is valid.
Right.
But, you know, since entering into the religion, he has been cleaned and made anew. So those are defunct. Is that the word I'm looking
at? No, I don't believe that to be true.
In religion, like, you get dunked in the water and you're like, bye, it's gone.
But
so
he's not apologizing to people from his past. Like, he's just like, okay,
cleaned him and made him new. He's absolved.
Yeah,
like,
but
none of that happened.
Just from that, but not from these other women that he forgot their names.
Well, you know, we don't know his medical history.
Oh, you think maybe it was a medical condition?
We don't know how early Alzheimer's starts.
Right. College, that's what I've heard. Yeah, it's usually college.
I mean, there has been rare cases. You know, I've seen conspiracy theories on YouTube, and I take them
Blair, this is not good.
Well, anyways, I'm leaning more towards bad.
Okay.
Because like you said, you didn't feel bad about it. Like you said you felt bad, but then you're like, I hadn't really thought about it, and I don't really feel that bad. But it sounds like, you know, he was trying to make a connection, and you lied to him.
Wow.
You lied.
I feel so bad about myself all of a sudden.
Oh my gosh. Mm. No, I'm going good. I'm going good. Because literally, I say this. The amount of men that actually need to be pranked is high. And you know what? I actually, the first boy I ever dated, he actually is not bad. He doesn't need to be pranked. But he also had a spiritual awakening. Mm. And I kind of want to prank him now. I don't know.
When he had his spiritual awakening, did he come to you and just be?
No, he's kind of living in another country.
Mm. Oh, which one?
Australia.
Oh, that's a good one.
I know. But anyways, I think absolutely fine. At the end of the day, I think it would have been worse to do the prayer and then be like, come get your burger. And then he comes and then there's like that would have been like actually kind of mean. But this, he at the end of the day probably felt like really good after the phone call. Like he probably was like, oh, I helped a girlie out and I'm like spreading the word.
Right.
So I'm going to say totally fine. You know what? We got to enjoy life sometimes. And a little prank on the phone.
To a guy. Like
to a guy who's kind of a piece of shit.
Right.
But I think it's fine. She also used Crohn's disease.
Well, I think it's fine. Anyways. Okay.
Well, I want to say something about the type of Christian this person is.
Okay.
And
this will help with our judgment.
Okay. Because I grew up like going to church, but I think I've also experienced like people that really just like use religion as a way to like not deal with anything, you know? And like he would just post like if like this, because we started following him after, right?
Yeah.
We were so interested in like this experience that he had had. And he would like post like, you know, depression and anxiety, just give it over to Jesus and you don't have to deal with it. And it's like, to me, someone who's dealt with mental health issues, I'm like, I don't appreciate the idea of just, if you just believed in Jesus, you'd be fine.
Yeah.
Okay. That's another wrinkle in the story.
But I did find that out after. So.
Yeah. But now knowing that, and as someone who has mental health issues, like I am full on crazy. Have you noticed I haven't blinked in 20 minutes?
I have.
Really? Has he not?
There's a reason.
Uh-oh.
We'll medicated.
That after.
So in hearing that, I would like to change my verdict.
Oh.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're going good?
I'm going to say good.
Good. Well, yeah.
You convinced him. Wow.
Yeah.
And I have nothing wrong with people who have like spiritual religious beliefs at all.
Yeah, of course.
I think it was just the shocking of like, I was a fuck boy and now I'm like into Jesus and
yeah,
I'm good.
And also, like, if you're being like, don't take your like, I'm not interested. I'm really not interested.
Right.
Well, also, 9 times out of 10, once they get saved, give it like 4 or 5 years, they're back on the wagon again.
Right. Right.
They're back on the wagon of forgetting girls' names.
And, you know, humping.
Humping.
Oh, God.
I don't love that word choice.
Yeah, that was really.
They're back to humping.
Okay, so, Blair, this is huge news. We're officially deeming you
good behavior.
Yay.
And that means you get rewarded.
Oh, my God. I'm so happy.
Okay, so.
So
our reward.
It's in this vase.
Okay. It's in this vase.
Can you hold it up for the camera? It's beautiful. This used to be an edible arrangement.
I could tell.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There was chocolate fruit in this thing.
Yeah, but now it's completely different.
Yeah, now it's not.
It
it's
is
just
now.
Paper slips.
So basically, we think one of the sort of greatest rewards you can get in life is a compliment from your therapist. And so in this little vase, we have some of the greatest compliments we think a therapist could give you, which we will be reading sort of as a quote unquote therapist.
Yes.
And that is sort of the gift we will be giving you today.
You don't know how much I need this.
So let these words wash over you.
Wow. All right, Blair, do you want to pick out?
Kind of like the words of Jesus.
Kind of like Jesus. Like he said in Deuteronomy. Okay.
All right.
All right. So if you want, close your eyes, okay. You know, so you can really absorb this. Mm. Courtney, you are my absolute favorite patient. I shouldn't even use that word because I view you more as a friend.
Mm. And that's
it. Beautiful.
That's it. Congratulations.
That's huge.
Honestly, all I want is to be like, my therapist be like, you're the best at this I've ever met.
Yeah.
You know?
Absolutely.
So
well, you kind of got it today.
Yeah, you got it. You got
wow.
it.
You did it.
Wow. Thank you guys. I really think that I just want the listeners to know, like, I know I threw in that last bit and it changed your mind, but it's the truth.
Yeah.
And you did need all the facts.
Yeah.
No, that was good.
No, that definitely helped.
That was an amazing story.
Yeah.
I really, really liked that.
Wow.
Okay, so before we wrap up, can you tell our listeners maybe where they can follow you if there's any upcoming things that they need to keep your eye out about for you?
Definitely follow me at Courtney O'Donnell on Instagram. I have...
Can you spell your name?
Yes. C-O-U-R-T. N-E-Y-O-D-O-N-N-E-L-L.
Well, so you get the right...
Yeah. Right.
There's so many different spellings of all those different names.
That's
well, it's two of them, but...
Well, yeah. They'll see it on the...
Well, right. Yes, but yeah. Like, what if they're blind? You got to play off...
All right.
You gotta play
this is
all
getting
fields.
Deleted. This is getting deleted.
I wouldn't survive. Yeah, I have a show called Extremely Loud and Incredibly Cute that I do mm-hmm. in both New York and LA.
Ooh.
So next time it's, you know, in your city,
check
come
it out.
See it. Yeah, come see it.
Oh my gosh, gorgeous. Well, thank you so much for coming on today.
Thank you. So fun.
And that's our show. Thanks so much for listening today.
We absolutely hate to do this. We hate it.
But it would mean the world to us if you can subscribe to the podcast wherever you get podcasts, rate and review.
Follow us at Bad Behavior NYC on Instagram and TikTok. Thanks again for listening.
And remember, whatever your moral status, we are always here to judge.
Bye.
Do you think that was good?